राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 52 बाय श्रद्धेय स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज। लिंक इन द नेक्स्ट 2 वर्सेस लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स द स्टेप्स टू अटेन द ब्लिसफुल सुप्रीम स्टेट विच इज फ्री फ्रॉम ब्लेमिश। यदा ते मोहकलिलं बुद्धिर्व्यतितरिष्यति तदा गन्तासि निर्वेदं श्रोतव्यस्य श्रुतस्य च। When your intellect crosses the mire of delusion, you will then acquire indifference to what has been heard and what is yet to be heard about enjoyments of this world and the next. Comment: Yada te moha kalilam buddhirvyatitarishyasti. The state which favors egoism in this body and attachment for the body, family, kinsmen and objects is called delusion. Actually, there is no egoism and attachment for the body, etc. They are merely assumed. Pleasure and displeasure, in favorable and unfavorable circumstances, and evils such as partiality, hatred, envy and jealousy, etc., are a quagmire. When the intellect of a man gets entangled in this mire of delusion, he is perplexed and cannot think properly. He himself is sentient, but by accepting his affinity for the insentient body and things, etc., he identifies himself with them. Thus, by closing his eyes to the real goal, he gets engrossed in worldly pleasure and prosperity. This is called entanglement in the mire of delusion. But the intellect which takes the firm decision to be free from the worldly pleasures and prosperity and to attain salvation is called the intellect transcending the mire of delusion. There are two means to cross the swamp of delusion. Discrimination, which has been described in chapter 2 verses 11 through 30, and selfless service. Acute discrimination between the real and the unreal makes one indifferent to the unreal world. And a keen desire for selfless service for the welfare of others enables one to renounce the desire for one's own pleasure. In the same way as when a disciple for his preceptor, a son for parents, a servant for his master, develop a wish for providing all sorts of comforts to them, then their desire for comfort goes away automatically. The discipline of knowledge is somewhat difficult to practice because the desire for pleasure may linger on in it. When a striver comes across pleasure, he deviates from his spiritual path and inclines towards them. But a striver who has the feeling for service to others utilizes the materials for the service of others, and thus his desire for pleasure perishes easily. Therefore, Lord Krishna has mentioned the discipline of disinterested action as superior to and easier than the discipline of knowledge in Gita, chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. And by it, a striver quickly reaches Brahma, the Absolute, chapter 5, verse 6. Tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. The pleasure which men have enjoyed and heard. Here, the term hear denotes the sense of sound, touch, color, taste, and smell. So enjoyed and heard of, and also the pleasures of the heaven, etc., which are yet to be heard of, are transient. So how can they give peace and joy to the man's self, which is permanent? Thus, men become dispassionate. When intellect gets out of the mire of delusion, then acute discrimination is developed that the world is ephemeral, while he, the self, is eternal. And therefore, how could the kaleidoscopic world provide peace to him? With this attitude of mind, he automatically develops detachment from the world. Lord Krishna has used the term here instead of enjoy, because there is attraction for pleasure after hearing about it. Thus, hearing is an important factor for the attraction of pleasures. Hearing as a means occupies an important place in the discipline of knowledge and devotion for spiritual progress also. The term yada, when, and tada, then, have been used to emphasize the fact that there is no rule that it will take so many years or months or days to develop this acute dispassion. As soon as your intellect crosses the mire of delusion, you will become dispassionate. It involves not much delay. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.